Hello to everyone listening on Blind Cool Tech. This is Terry Hadley. A few months ago, I did an article on the Windows 7 Start Menu and Explorer. And since that article, I've had lots of feedback and many people asking me to do more articles on Windows 7. One particular request I had was for information about using libraries in Windows 7. So, the podcast that follows is just that. It's an introduction to libraries in Windows 7. The article will also appear on the August issue of my Talking Computers magazine. If you'd like to visit our Talking Computers website, the URL is www.talking-computers.org.uk. If you'd like to contact me about anything that you hear in this podcast, you can email me on talkingcomputers1@ntlworld.com. That's talkingcomputers, the figure 1, at ntlworld.com. So what follows now is the podcast taken from Talking Computers, and I hope you find it useful. Hello everyone, this is Terry Hadley. Today I'm going to look at libraries in Windows 7. I'm using Windows 7 Professional 64-bit edition, and I'm using System Access to Go as my screen reader because I have no full screen reader installed on my Windows 7 computer at the moment. Now, libraries are a concept that will be unfamiliar to Windows XP users. I think they did appear in Vista, but certainly not in Windows XP in the same form. So, in this short piece, I'm going to look at what a library is, the default libraries that are included in Windows 7, and what's inside them, how to create a new library of your own, and how to add folders to a library. So first of all, we'll look at the concept of what a library itself is. It is a little bit confusing in that some people might think a library is a similar structure to a directory, because when you look inside a library, it contains other directories in the same way as a normal directory would, or could. But in fact, a library is simply a data file stored on your hard drive, which contains references to folders. In other words, it's just a list of folders that have data of a similar type stored within them. So you can therefore group together folders that contain similar types of files. So a library isn't a folder at all, it's just a reference or a list of folders of similar types. The libraries that are on your system will appear in Windows Explorer in the navigation pane, so it's important to have the navigation pane available. They do appear in other panes, sometimes in save and load windows, so that you can access the libraries as a convenient way of opening or saving files. But as I say, today we're going to use them in Windows Explorer. Another point is that a lot of the functions to do with libraries are contained on what I call the context menu. Some people call this menu the application menu. I prefer the name context menu because the items that are listed on this menu are usually relevant to the context of the task that you're performing at the time. Calling it the application menu seems to imply that it's active only within applications, and of course, when you're in Windows itself or Windows Explorer even, you're only in part of the operating system. You're not in an application at all. So I find that name a little confusing. So I will refer to it as the context menu in this session. The context menu is accessed with the second key from the right on the front row of the keyboard. If you know where your right control key is, it's the key just to the left of the right control. If you haven't got this particular key on your keyboard, you can access the same function by pressing the combination of keys Shift and F10. So the first thing I'm going to do is open Windows Explorer by pressing Windows key E.
Windows Explorer. List. Local disk C, not selected. 1 of 3. Group 1 of 2. 1 of 5 total visible items.
And as you see, I'm in the list view. The libraries appear in the navigation pane, as I say, and the easiest way to get to the navigation pane is with Shift-Tab.
3. Computer. Opened. 5 of 17.
So we're in the navigation pane, and I'm now on the item that says Computer. The libraries appear above this item in the list in the navigation pane, so I need to up arrow until I come across them.
Home group. Videos. Closed.
And these are the libraries.
13 of 17.
I'll just go to the top of the list, and then it'll make a little bit more sense because we'll get to the libraries heading at the top.
Music. Documents. Libraries. Opened.
Okay.
3 of 17.
It says libraries, and it says open because this view is like a tree view, and it shows you that the items underneath the heading of libraries are visible because it said opened. And the libraries that we've got are...
Documents. Closed.
Documents.
16 of 17. Music. Closed. 15 of 17. Pictures. Closed. 14 of 17. Videos. Closed. 13 of 17.
And those are all the default libraries that you'll find in Windows 7 if you haven't set up any of your own. Now, if I go to the music library, for an example.
Music. Closed.
It says closed.
15 of 17.
If I press right arrow to open the library.
Opened.
It opens in the tree view. And inside it, if I go down arrow now, you'll see the default folders that have been added to this library.
My music. 19 of 19. Public music. Closed. 18 of 19.
So we have two folders in there. My music and public music. And public music has got other folders within it if we want to go inside it. If I go down again, we'll get to the next library, which is pictures.
Pictures. Closed.
If I open that one.
Opened.
Similarly, we get similar folders inside it.
My pictures. Closed. Public pictures. Closed.
And so
20
on.
20 of 21.
So if I go back up to pictures, which we just opened, and close that
pictures,
one.
Pictures. Opened. 14 of 21.
And now
I'll closed.
Go back up to music.
Music.
And close
opened.
That one. I'm closing it with the
15
left arrow,
of 21.
By the way.
Closed.
So now we just find our main library headings that we had in the first place. So there we go. A library is a source of accessing the folders that are inside it, but it isn't actually a folder itself. It's just a reference to those folders, or a list, if you like to think of it, a list of specific locations on your hard drive. So now, what if you want to add one of your own folders to a library? I have a folder on my hard drive called Some More Music, and I'd like to add that to the music library. The easiest way to do this is to go to the folder itself. So I'll tab into the list view.
List. Local disk C, not selected.
I'm on my C drive. So I'll just select
local
that.
Disk C.
And then open the C drive, because that's where this particular
group
folder is.
Two. List. Audio DRV. Date modified, June 4th.
I'll just stop System Access talking there, because it's reading out all the information about the directory. And I'll skip to the folder called Some More Music by typing quickly S-O.
Some More Music. Date modified, 22/07/2010/0907.
Okay, there's my Some More Music folder. I'll press my context menu key.
Menu opened. Open. Oh. Open in new window. Share with submenu. Restore previous versions.
I'm just going down the menu.
Read, scan Some More Music. Include in library submenu.
And there's the item that we want, which is include in library, and the shortcut key for it is I. So if I press enter on this item.
Menu opened. Documents.
I get a submenu asking me which of the libraries that I already have I want to include this folder in. So I'll just go down the submenu until
music.
I get to music.
M.
And press enter on music.
Menu closed.
And now if I go to my libraries, I should find a new folder which has been added to the music library called Some More Music. So I'll just tab back to get into the navigation pane again.
3. Local disk C, closed.
I'm on 12 the C,
of 22.
I'm on the C drive under computer, so I'll just go up again.
Documents, closed.
I'm in the libraries now on the documents
16
one.
16 of 22.
Go down to music.
Music, opened.
Now, if you remember previously, I just had my music and public music in the library. So let's have a look what's inside it now.
My music, public music, some more music, C.
And there we
22
have
22 of 22.
Some more music, and it tells me it's on the C drive. If I press enter on this, the directory Some More Music will then appear in the list view. I'll just tab to the list view.
Folder. List. All that closed to danger.wav. Not selected.
And these are the files that are in that Some More Music folder. There are just three of them. The first track is All That Close to Danger.
Easy Money Martin Simpson.mp3. 1 in a Million Chris Wood.mp3.
And there are the three files that are there. So you can see that if you have a directory structure where you've got a folder which is buried somewhere deep within your directory tree, you can include that in a library, and it will allow you to access that folder just by going to the library rather than stepping down all the various different levels in your directory tree. Obviously, this folder that I've just used was in the top level of the C drive, but equally it could be anywhere in a folder, in a folder, in a folder, as it were. So that's how to add a folder to a library. Similarly, you can delete the folder from the library just by using the context menu again. So I'll do Shift Tab.
Folder 3. Some more music. C.
I'm back
22 of 22.
I'm back in the tree view in the navigation pane, and it's automatically put me back onto the folder Some More Music because that's where the highlight was. So I'll just press my context menu key again.
Menu opened. Expand. Disabled. Open a new window. Share with submenu. Restore previous versions. Scan Some More Music. Send to submenu. Copy. Remove location from library.
And that's the one I'm going to use. Remove location from library to delete this folder from within that library, and then we will be back to having the default locations there. So I'll press enter on that one.
Menu closed. Music opened. 15 of 21.
Now within the music folder, I just have
my music, public music, pictures.
And then we're back
closed.
And then we're down to the pictures library.
14 of 21.
So, as you see, I've removed the folder that I previously added. So that's adding a folder to a library. Similarly, we can create a new library of our own and add our own folders to it in the same way. It's important, first of all, that you do this with the highlight actually on the heading Libraries at the top of this group. If you have the highlight on a library within the group or on a folder, you go to the new item and add to it, you'll just be adding a folder. But what we want to do is add a library.
Music, documents, libraries,
so
opened.
Go up the tree to the
3 of 21.
Libraries item, then press the context menu key again.
Menu opened. Collapse. Restore default libraries. Open a new window. Copy. New submenu. W.
That was the new items, and there's a submenu, so I'll press the right arrow.
Menu opened. Library.
And there's only one item there, which is library. So I press enter on that, and I should have a new library.
Menu closed. Editable text. New library.
Now, as you heard, it said editable text. In a similar way to when you open a new folder, you get the opportunity to rename the folder. This happens with a new library too, so I'm able now to edit the name of the library. So I will just call it Terry, I think. So I've typed the words Terry, and I'll press enter.
Terry. 3. Terry. Closed. My music. Libraries. Documents. Closed. 16 of 22.
Now if I go down the library tree, I should find the
music. Opened.
That's the music 15
one. 15 of 22.
And it's still open, closed. So I just close that.
Pictures.
Closed. And then I get...
Terry. Closed. Videos. Closed.
So there's my Terry library within the
closed.
Libraries list now.
25 of 22.
If you don't want it there after all, you can do a similar thing and delete it from there as an item on the context menu.
Menu open.
Context menu
expand.
Key.
Expand. Open a new window. Share with submenu. Don't show in navigation pane. Send to submenu. Copy. Delete.
So there's the delete item. If I press delete on the Terry library.
Delete folder. Terry. Type library date modified 22/07/2010-10/3. Yes button. Alt plus Y.
So press enter on the yes button.
Music. Tree. Libraries.
Now
opened.
If I go down the libraries list.
21. Documents. Music. Pictures. Videos. Closed.
My Terry library has gone.
21.
If you notice then, Windows even referred to it as a folder. And that's what's confusing about libraries. They're often thought of as folders, although they're not. They're just a file that contains the data about the folders that are within them. So, that's all I'm going to say really about libraries. You may find them useful, you may not. Just like anything else in Windows, there are 101 different ways of doing things. You will find the easiest way for you. Libraries are just another tool that allows you to navigate around your folders on your hard drive. If you choose to use them, all well and good. If you don't, all well and good. They're just there and available if you do want them. Personally, I don't think they're very useful, but other people might. It depends how you organise your data. So we've learnt what a library is. First of all, it's just a list that contains references to directories which can be inside the library. It's not a directory in itself as such. Secondly, we've learnt how to find the libraries in the navigation pane in Windows Explorer, and they also appear in load and save requesters sometimes, so you have easy access to the folders that you want to use from within a library. We've learned how to add a new library, the item on the context menu. We've learned how to include a directory in a library, that's include in library, also on the context menu. We've learned how to delete a library. And similarly, you can delete folders from within a library by using the context menu. Just highlight the folder that you want to delete. And we've also learnt how to add and remove our own libraries. So that's the context of libraries in Windows 7, and I hope you found it useful. This is Terry Hadley saying cheerio for now.